Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Truly, we are grateful and thankful to the Lord for every one of you. I live in the chat room, live our phone archives, and on the podcast. May the Lord's richest, richest, richest blessings rest upon every one of you, are indeed our continued prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the week that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. This is the month that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. This is the remaining of the year, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And the remainder of our sojourn, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We will give our praise to the Lord, for it is comely and it is pleasing to the Lord our Savior. Hebrews tells us and admonishes us that we are to give a sacrifice of praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to our Heavenly Father for so graciously giving us His Son, that we will not have to pay debts of sin, sins of our own sins, and sins of our foreparents. We are blessed and grateful, for we know that the Lord is indeed that good thing to come, according to Hebrews chapter 9. Amen. And so we are thankful and grateful to the Lord again for every one of you. I'm alive in the chat room, live our phone archives, and all the podcasts. May the Lord's riches, 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 blessings rest upon every one of you, are indeed our continued prayer. And listen to our hearts to the throne, Father. We honor you on this morning. We bless your wonderful name. We thank you for this glorious opportunity to share words of life, words of encouragement to your people. We ask, oh God, that you would breathe upon our lips and upon our tongue, that the words that flow from our lips will fall on good ground, and that the children of God would be saved and redeemed, and they will be encouraged and strengthened, those whom you have ordained to come to the ministry. Amen. We thank you, oh God, for choosing us, oh Lord, for such time as this. We've been in the ministry 5 years now. And Father, we thank you, and we're just expecting great, great, great harvest. We're expecting great fruit, and that the harvest and the fruit will remain. And the matchless holy name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Those of you who do not have the Lord as your Savior, I pray that you would say this prayer with me. Those of you who know who you are, right where you are, the Lord is there. He's waiting for you. Matter of fact, the scripture tells us in Hebrews that He is standing at the door knocking, and that the day that you hear His voice, do not be as those in the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness, who did not receive our Lord and Savior, but receive the Lord as your personal Savior. Amen. And I'm here to testify that your life will never be the same. When you give your life to the Lord, you will never be the same. Amen. Amen. And amen. I can testify that I gave my life to the Lord. I was on my way to hell after living hell. But one day, although I was brought up in the church, raised by godly parents, you have to have a relationship with the Lord for yourself. And things transpired in life. Yes, even as a young person, teenager, things happen in life that I said, well, if this is how the remaining of my life is going to be, I don't want to live it no more. So I tried to take that which didn't belong to me, as the Lord said. But He didn't allow it to take place, and I'm so thankful and grateful He didn't. And so we are here today, standing. God of mercy. Thank you, Jesus. psalmist says, as I look back and reflect how God has brought me, what shall I run to fear? And I ask the question, what shall we render? None of us can boast of ourselves. The Apostle Paul said, you must boast in the fact that you know Jesus and Jesus knows you and that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is what I boast on. That through it all, through the not understanding and through the pain and through the tears and through the so on and so forth, the Lord has proven himself faithful. Do you hear me what I say? I say the Lord says that he has proven himself faithful. I say, let me say it again for myself. He has proven himself faithful. He has never left us. He has never failed us. He has never forsaken us. He is right there with us, walking us through this journey called life. And he will never fail us. The psalmist said it this way. When I needed somebody to stand up for me, who stood up for me? And then he said, the Lord God, Yahweh. The Apostle Paul picked up on it and said, who? I stood alone. And then he said, wait a minute, let me backtrack. The Lord God, Yahweh, stood with me. So I say today, repeat this prayer after me, and you too will boldly say that the Lord stood with me. God, I thank you for sending your son Jesus to pay a debt for me that I can never pay. And I believe that on the third day you raised him with all power. And he's now seated on the right hand of you. Thank you that you loved me even when I was yet an enemy. Thank you, God, for sending your son. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to wash me in the blood. Wash me in the word. Make me everywhere clean and everywhere whole. I don't want to live this life no more. I don't want to live the remainder of my life from this juncture forward in my old ways and the way I used to. No, I'm tired of that. I don't want that no more. I want you. So, Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for being my kinsman, letting me know and the world know and Satan himself to know that she is worthy, he is worthy. They are valuable. They are priceless. They are precious in my sight. I give you praise and glory, and I ask you to come into my heart. Come into my soul, my mind. Make me everywhere new, everywhere whole. I want to live a committed and consistent life for you in the matchless holy name. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for setting me free. Father, as I lay my hands on my stomach, I ask you to lay your hands on these, your people's stomach. Fill them up to the overflow with the Holy Ghost apparently, so he may walk with them and talk with them and convey unto them everything that he has heard of you about them. And Father, we give you praise and glory that they are now finished. That even now, Lord God, you are filling them up to the overflow with the Holy Ghost apparently. And Father, we give you praise and glory. And it is in the matchless holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the body of Christ. Your life, your life, your life. Will never, never, never be the same with this one investment that you have made. You will be reaping the rewards throughout all of eternity. Yes, Wall Street has its place, but it's limited to the natural realm. But with this one investment, you will not only be reaping in this life, but you will be reaping the rewards in the life to come throughout all of eternity. So welcome, welcome to the body of Christ. Galatians says that you are now a joint heir. Yes, you now are heir. Now, Romans 8 says now you can call him Abba Father, and he will answer you. Amen. Now the Abrahamic covenant has now been activated. Has now been activated in your life. Well, I decree right now that I lay my hands on my forehead, on the middle of my head. I ask you to lay your hand on all these your people head. That said, this prayer of salvation is now your children, that you will anoint them afresh, bless them afresh with the blessings that you spoke in Genesis 1. Now, I have blessed you. You are to have dominion, to subdue, to multiply, to replenish. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Abrahamic covenant now applies. I will bless you, and you will be a blessing throughout all the nations from generations to come. And I will bless your name, and I will make you great, and I will make you great. And all those who come against you, they come against me. Whoever attempt to curse you or to come against you, they have come against me. Thank you, Father, that you honor your word. For not one hour of the word will ever fall flat to the ground. We give you praise and glory. We ask you to anoint our lips of clay. Fresh spirit of heaven, breathe upon us. Let the word that you want declared in this hour to go forth unhindered with power and with the anointing that makes teaching and preaching easy. In the majestic holy name of Jesus, touch the people of God that you want to send, that you have ordained to come to this ministry to eat, that they will be refueled, they will be refreshed, they will be revived, they will be strengthened, and they will be reminded of who they are and whose they are in you. And then they will go, and then they will grow, and then they will grow. In the glorious, righteous name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Again, we are grateful and we are thankful to the Lord for every one of you alive in the chat room, live by phone, archives, and all the podcasts. I am so thankful to the Lord for every one of you. 5 years, 5, the number of grace, 5. We thank God and we're expecting huge and magnificent things that the Lord is going to bring forth and instill from the ministry that will bring glory to Him as we prepare the people of God for His soon return. Amen. Because He is soon to appear. I said it again. He is soon to appear. He is soon to come. He is coming. He's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it? Will he not do it? Has he not spoken it? Will he not make it good? If I said it throughout eternity, it still stands. Not one iota of my word will ever fall flat to the ground. I am God, and I'm God all by myself. And so His word stands. Amen. Everything is yet obeying God except man. The sun is yet shining. The moon is yet shining. They rise and they sit at the time the Lord told them to. They don't have the clock in. The stars come out when they are deemed to. The dogs are yet barking and the cat is yet meowing. Everything is doing. The birds are yet flying. The fish is yet swimming. Everything is doing what God told it to do except for man. Is that not beautiful? And when you look and take a close look at Genesis, amen, when you look at Genesis, 7, 8, 9, Lord saved 8 people in the flood. 8 people, 8 humans, 8 souls. Everything else was accommodated for the animals. Now, why would the Lord make all those preparations, have a man of God to build for 100 plus years, make room, accommodations for the animals? And then the 8 souls. Just 8 people? Just 8 humans? And yet the animals the Lord made, they went over accommodations, accommodating them, making sure they were comfortable, make sure they had enough food to eat. For the animals, the large and the small animals, God is awesome. Why did he take so much care for the animals? Because man, all except for the weight. And then let me tell you, Noah found favor with God. The 7 were blessed by association. Come on. Listen again. Noah was blessed and out of favor. The scripture tells us that the Lord looked and he moved and he saw that Noah called on the name of the Lord. Noah. And because of Noah's faithfulness and commitment to the one true living God, the other 7 souls, humans, were blessed by association. Now, preacher, how can you say that with point of reference? Abraham. The Lord told Abraham, get thee from among your father and your kinsmen. I'm going to make of you a great nation. Now, that took faith right there. Why did it take faith? Well, first of all, Abraham was in his 70s. So he was not a young person. He was of an age. So he had experienced many things. He knew the customs and the culture and the traditions of his family. And from my research, Noah came from a pluralistic background. Pluralistic. Well, preacher, what are you saying? What do you mean pluralistic? Well, I'm glad you asked the question. Pluralistic, they believe that there are many ways to get to heaven. I hear Holy Ghost say, they believe that everybody's going to heaven. Not so. How can you say that with so much passion and so much power, preacher? Because let's take a look. When our Savior was on the cross, and he was in the midst, he was in the middle, and the two thieves was one on the left side, one on the right side. It was a thumbnail away from entering into paradise. They were a thumbnail. Jesus is mind-blowing when I studied that particular. They were, Jesus was dying for them. No, you hear what I'm saying? Jesus was dying for them, for the very sins that they was on the cross for. Jesus was dying for them. But yet one mocked the Savior, talked about the Savior. But then the other one told the other one to shut up. This man ain't done nothing but did good. And if you truly be the Son of God, will you please remember me? And the Lord told death to back up. You will be with me in paradise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is the God we serve. The Lord remembers us. Every little thing that you do for the Lord, and it's from your heart, He remembers. But it's not about words. You don't do to receive some accolades. No, you do it because you already saved, you already filled with the Holy Spirit, and because you love Him, and you doing it in obedience. It's a difference in doing things out of obedience and doing things for works' sake. See, that's what the infidel and the work of iniquity, that's what they think they do. See, they do you wrong, they're going to stab you, do you dirty, and then say at the same time, may I help you? No, you don't work like that. The Lord said, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophet no harm. That's what He meant. That's what He said. That's what He said. That's what He meant. He said, suffer not a witch or wizard or warlock or soothsayer or sorceress to live. Acts chapter 8 gives us an accurate account. Simon didn't follow the Lord, men of God, because he wanted to be changed. No, he wanted to know, why isn't it all the magical tricks that he thrown on there, why it wasn't working? I know what I'm talking about because I walked through it recently. People coming together for your demise, and the Lord allowed everything to fall flat to the ground. But yet at the same time, the Lord let you know what they're doing. Why? Because He loves you, and He's not going to have you to be ignorant concerning nothing. You His child. You His first priority. yeah. You are special to the Lord. And I pray, oh God, and I set my faith for those that you're going to send to this ministry, to this broadcast, that they will be refreshed, revived, rejuvenated, that they will be restored in every area of their life. Everything that Satan has come and tore down, I pray, oh God, that you will build back up so solid they'll never fall apart again. Father, we've been under attack, like Job, a severe attack. And Father, we're weary, we're tired, we're drained. We cannot fight this battle in our strength. So we give you everything. For you promise us that if we give you our burden, you will give us your burden. For your burden is easy and your yoke is light. So Father, we gladly make the exchange. I ask you to breathe life into us again. Refresh us again. Rebuild us up, oh God. We put us on fire for you. We don't want to be lukewarm and neutral anymore. We want to be flaming fire. We want your glory so on us that, like Moses and the Savior Jesus, that no demon will ever be able to look at us, nor his human agents. They try to come at us, they get to run because of your glory so shined upon us. And Father, we bless your name. All these shenanigans and all this wickedry of the wicked, we will not be moved. We will not be deterred. And we won't even bring it up because it ain't worthy. what we will bring up is that you are able, you are worthy, and we worship you and we love you, and we know that you are bigger than any problem. Because you already defeated the kingdom of darkness. So you just walking us through this thing with some lessons you want to teach us. So we thank you for trusting us. And we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we last gather together. We were in the text of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And we were reading, I believe we finished reading it, but I think it's some bits of pearls here that the Lord wants to pull out. They must glean. Verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit." I say walk in the Spirit. "And ye shall not do what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to the one of the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not," say again, "shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Now, let's go back up here to Galatians 5, verse 18 says, "If ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." Verse 19 says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these." Okay? Now, verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to give us your revelation and your interpretation of the word, and that it will manifest in each one of our lives and each one of our levels of walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, verse 19 says, "The works of the flesh are manifest, and they are these: adultery." Now, you must understand that when the Apostle Paul was speaking of adultery, he was not speaking of husband and wife, and wife and husband. He was speaking of that also in the spirit. You must understand that it's in the natural and in the spirit. We commit adultery every time we do the works of Satan. Though we have confessed that we are married to the Lord, now when you give your life to the Lord, you are his bride. We are considered the bride of Christ. Amen. He considers the church his bride, so much so that he died for the church. So this is what the Lord is telling us, that adultery is not only husband and wife, and wife and husband, but again, he's speaking of serving other gods. Exodus tells us, let me read it to you. In the Ten Commandments, we are told that we should have no other God but him. What is the number? I'm so happy that, let's see, I think it's Deuteronomy chapter 11, let me see. Okay, yes, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments always." very end. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1 says, therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his commandments and his judgments always. Ye shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Praise be unto God. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land, or whether ye go to possess it. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Now he speaks to the children of Israel. This is Moses. He's reminding them of how great the Lord has been to them, delivering them with a mighty hand from the Egyptians. And now they're about to possess the land. So he's giving them divine instructions before they enter in. Now you must understand that the Lord does not mind to be wealthy and rich. Matter of fact, he expects it. Verse 9, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them, unto their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. It is time to possess your land that flows with milk and honey. It is time to possess your land that flows with milk and honey. Say it again. It is time for you to physically, tangibly possess everything that the enemy has stolen. Amen. For you to possess your inheritance, your land that flows with milk and honey. For the land where thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from which ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waters it with that as a garden of earth. But the land where ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, and which the Lord thy God careth for the eyes of the Lord thy God always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. Wow. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, to serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season. Glory to God. Lord, we receive it. We will receive our rain. Glory. It's time for the rain. It's time for the rain. The first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, and that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship him. Oh. forgive me for the fall. I thought I heard some lightning. But yes, we know that the Lord has done what He has given us choices. Amen. And we choose to worship Him in spirit and in truth. For we are going to go in to possess our inheritance, land that flows with milk and honey. And we say, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Cover us and our boys and our roots with your blood. We thank you, Lord God, that we are protected, our relationships and prophetic words that you've decreed over us, which covered under the blood, the hidden from the wicked eyes of Satan and his human agents. We thank you, Lord. And the Lord God, and the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, and there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, lest she perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. What is the Lord saying? Open heaven. Lord, prosperity. See, this is who you should be fearful of. He who closes and opens the heavens when he feel like it. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children, in the land which the Lord swear unto them, your fathers, to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these wicked nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall slay Lord, I say before you this day, a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you. I give you praise, O Lord. Thank you. Behold, I sit before you this day, blessing and a curse. Blessing if ye obey me, and curse we bless you. Thank you for reminding us that we will go in and we will possess the land. For you shall pass over Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you. And ye shall possess it and dwell therein, and ye shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you today. You shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God has given unto you. Isn't that wonderful? Not no maybe or perhaps, but no, you shall possess this land that the Lord has given you. So, my sisters and brothers, as we go into free holiday, just go in reflecting that you are covered on the hand of words. Under the blood of Jesus, that you are no longer an outsider or an outcast. You are now officially a part, and you are in his family. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Go in the peace.